Day from 9 a.m. Molly Zondo, talk dirty to me. We got a pretty cool interview lined up, don't we?
Absolutely. So something amazing happened on the 22nd of April, Nick. The Red Bull Street Style National Qualifier Sipho 6 Busakwe was crowned South Africa's best freestyle footballer. It went down to the wire. The judges had a difficult decision to make because that final was between Sipho 6 Busakwe and Kyle Rehnquist. He came out on top. Sipho, this is your fifth title overall. Congratulations. Which one is more special? Can I even ask that question?
Yeah, thank you so much. I can say all of them are very special to me because they give opportunity to represent the country, and of which it's something that I really love to do, to represent my country very high in the world.
I think it's also so impressive that you won this one, having suffered that knee injury last year. You know, how are you in terms of recovery from that, and how did you manage the competition after that injury?
Well, last year I got knee ligament injury in February, whereby I had to defend my title over 2020 in April. So I couldn't defend it because I was so hurt, like, badly. And it had to take something like 9 months, 10 months treating it so that I can come back. And I was so positive that I'm going to come back doing exercises, trying to get the knee in the line. But at last, I did it. I'm the 2022 champion, and I'm still treating the leg. But it's, so far, it's cool. It's ready.
And just a little bit about freestyle footballing, maybe for people who are not aware of what it is, you know, what does the sport entail? How do you practice and get ready for it? You know, where do you learn some of these techniques that judges really look for when they look for creativity and originality?
The freestyle football, actually, it's more like creating your own moves, having your own style, trying to impress the judges as much as you can, creating hard calls, you know. So obviously it's individual, whereby you show off your skills. So in order for you to become a champ, you need to show off hard moves, and you also have to have create transitions whereby you combine all your moves. Yeah, it's very difficult to do all those things. They need a lot of time, whereby you have to spend a lot of your time on training session, trying to master as much as you can.
Sure. And this year's semifinals were very interesting because you were going up against your friend, Jabundaka, Jepa, the defending champion. How was that, having to beat your friend to go through to the final?
I'm obviously close to him. We do have training sessions together, and I know him very well. So, yes, it's always beautiful to battle him because he's my friend. And we've spoken about that before, that, bro, if we can meet up on maybe semifinals or finals, what are we going to do? And I'm like, bro, I'm just going to give my best, and you have to give your best as well so that they can see who's the real champ.
And of course, Six came out top. So you won this title in 2016, 2017. In 2018, you were runner-up and won it again in 2019, 2022, and of course, 2020. So now it means that you will be representing South Africa in the Africa Regional Finals. How are you preparing for that? What is the competition landscape looking like?
So far we have four qualifiers. I can't name them, but they're from Africa, and I'm not even sure of that number, but I think it's going to be top 16 as well. So they're probably looking for the champ as well of Africa, and of which in 2018 and 2019 I lost on top 8. So now I'm on different mindset. I really want to become your African champ, but I really want to put South Africa high, like I said. So I'm preparing as much as I can, training new moves, trying to create as much as I can. But obviously, I'm going to do my best over there.
All right. Well, we wish you all of the best, Sipho. We know that if you do come out on top, then you will be headed to the Red Bull Street Style World Final in Croatia on the 8th of October. So we'll be keeping abreast with you, keeping in touch just to find out what's happening.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.